Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago and upcoming shows in Pasadena and Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, you're in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ann Donjacor from San Francisco.
Hey, how are things in beautiful San Francisco?
They're beautiful, actually.
I know how that is.
Quiet, yeah.
What do you do there?
I am an instructor of human growth anatomy.
Oh, wow. So you're one of the people who dissect cadavers.
Mm. We do, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
You cut right to the chase.
You do. Do you have to help the first-year students through the initial icky response?
Yes, although the medical students at UCSF are very enthusiastic in general, and we kind of have to sometimes sort of slow them down a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Let me at him.
I would have to take...
Sponsored by Toro.
I would need a tutorial on suppressing the gag reflex.
Well, welcome to the show. And now, Corey Flintoff, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I think so.
Here is your first limerick.
I've been subway-bound more than an hour. Now there's grime on me I'd like to scour. But for reasons microbial, I've got hydrophobia. See, germs like to hide in my...
shower.
Right. Tired of showering alone? Good news. You're not. According to Dr. Norman Pace, a microbiologist at the University of Colorado, the typical showerhead sprays you with millions of bacteria that live inside it. In fact, Pace's research shows it is actually healthier to breathe the air in the New York City subway than to breathe the air in your own shower. Never fear, though, Pace says. Sure, you're coating yourself in bacteria every morning, but, quote, the yuck factor isn't nearly as great as people may think it is, unquote. He added that despite his findings, he still showers every day, just after breakfast and right before he has himself sandblasted. Here is your next limerick.
You know, allergies really are pleasing. What I say, not tonight, I'm not teasing. So do not say piffle, it's only the sniffles. I'm not up for romance when I'm...
sneezing.
Right! Those scientists have done it again. A new study published in the latest edition of Allergy and Asthma Proceedings shows that allergies can have a negative effect on people's sex lives. According to the lead researcher, quote, if you can't breathe and your nose is running... and your eyes are itchy, and you're sneezing, and you feel awful, and you feel tired, you don't feel very sexy, unquote.
Thank goodness for the study.
I'd like to share a public service announcement that I saw on television. When you have to sneeze, you should sneeze into the inside of your elbow.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Elmo was teaching this to school children.
That's what I
heard. Don't sneeze into your hands, because then you touch people.
Yeah.
Sneeze into the inside of your elbow, and then they might consent to go to bed with you. I'm not following here.
Maybe you could sneeze into someone else's elbow.
Yeah. That's sexy.
Or sneeze into their Elmo.
The researchers behind this groundbreaking study hope that their findings will raise awareness. Unfortunately, the findings do come too late to save Playboy magazine from the dismal sales of their upcoming October issue. It featured a pictorial of cold sufferers called Snotty Hotties. Here is your last limerick.
My monkey life would be much duller but for sprinkles right here on my crawler. I've heard it's been said, some are green, some are red. I can't tell, because I cannot see...
color.
Right. Huh. We can't do much for monkeys. We can't give them their jungles back. We can't teach them to wear Snuggies. But now we can save them from fashion faux pas caused by their color blindness. Scientists at the University of Washington have used gene therapy to cure Dalton and Sam, the squirrel monkeys, of their red-green color blindness. Researchers injected human genes into their eyes, and for the first time, Dalton and Sam were able to see the color red. Hmm. Scientists hope to eventually use the process to cure color blindness in humans, but they stressed the need for caution in using this therapy. They cited baboons who've received the injections and immediately started saying, oh my God, has my butt always looked like that?
Well, this is remarkable because it's very useful because now monkeys will be able to tell when bananas are ripe.
That's so important. Yes.
Yeah.
Corey, how did Anna do in our quiz?
Anna got all three right, so she wins Carl Castle's voice on her home answering
machine. Well done, Anna. Thank you so much.